you ever call them trash?
Yeah.
That's what I call them.
Right.
I don't know if you ever
that's
said
right.
It or not.
That's it. Yeah.
Now what? Now, like, if you were referring to yourself, though, and talking about your race, you'd call yourself.
So what do we,
yeah,
do we
what,
call
yeah.
ourselves?
You,
what are you talking about?
Yeah,
mom?
You yourself.
Sometimes we ourselves, we call them niggas. I say, well, now I'm a nigga today. You know,
yeah.
So and so and so. And now, if he can't do no better than that, he's a nigga. Yeah.
That's right. Well, now, do you remember, like, in the old days more? Now, like, when you were growing up, now, would black people usually refer to, if they were being sort of polite,
colored people.
Yeah, that would be. What about people that live, I guess especially white people, who live way back off in the country and just, you know, kind of never come to town, or sort of live back off in the hills. They're sort of lost in the, when they come to town.
So what do you call them?
Sort of in the hills.
Right now, I can't think of a name.
Well, right
now, I'm lost for a name.
What about, this again is about expressions that people might use. Now, if somebody was waiting for you to get ready and standing outside the door, somebody might call in here and say, hey, Lily, are you going to be ready soon? You might say, now I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
three shakes of a lamb's tail.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, if you were going someplace and you knew you were on the right road, but you just weren't sure of the distance, then you might ask somebody, like if you were going to Marianne or someplace, mm-hmm. you might stop and ask somebody, well, how?
About how far is it from here?
And if you wanted to know, like, how many times somebody does something, like, go to town or something, you might say, well, how
often?
And if you wanted to agree with somebody, and if they said, no, I'm not going to do that, and you wanted to agree, so you might say, well, me. And this next part is just for pronunciation. I'll mm-hmm. just point to parts of me, and you say what you call it. This would be my
forehead.
And this,
all forward.
Yeah. And this would be my
hair.
And on a man's face, he has to shave his
whiskers.
And then
mustache.
Yeah. And then what he's got around his chin is
goatee. Goatee or beard? Which one is all that? Goatee. No, this is a goatee. That's
yeah.
A beard.
Yeah.
Beard. That's right.
And now to distinguish one of these from the other one, you call this one the
an ear. Your left ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one
right
is.
Ear.
And this would be
your mouth, or lips.
Mm-hmm. And this around here would be
your neck.
And then the part you swallow through would be
your throat.
And one of these would be
your teeth.
And all of them would be
teeth.
And the part up above that would
your
be
gum.
And this part of your hand.
Palm.
And one of these would be
a hand.
And then the clenched
fist.
And two would be
hands.
And the parts of your body that bend, you call them your, any part of your body that bends would be a
the voluntary muscles.
The muscles. And then the places where they're joined together would be the where
joints.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
And these two are called your
shoulders.
And this would be
your
his whole
leg.
Thing.
Leg.
Yeah. And this one of these
foot.
Yeah, and two of them would be
feet.
And then this kind of a bone here that people hit all the time.
And they call it the shank.
Yeah, the shank. Yeah. And, you know, like the, when kids